News Talk 1620 WTAW, another update, what's happening with the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau. And today, visiting Dominique Powell, who's the CVB Sports Sales Manager. And let's start off, Dominique, just by talking about what does Sports Sales Manager mean?
Sports Sales Manager, it's basically we're trying to bring events into the community, sporting-specific events into the community to spend their money here, spend some money in the hotel rooms, show off some of our great facilities on and off campus. We work a lot with A&M, but we also work with the cities as well to use their facilities to bring in some of the top-notch tournaments and sporting events into the Bryan College Station.
Let's go down the road a little bit, not about A&M, but let's talk about some of the other municipal facilities, because listeners may not be aware of ball fields and soccer fields and other things that really BCS has to offer and really does a nice job with having those facilities.
Yes, sir. One of our big facilities is Veterans Park, which they are in the process of expanding to kind of add some more soccer fields and / multi-use fields so we can solicit to different events like, you know, maybe the archeries or the lacrosses. And then we have just throughout Bryan College Station, we have different parks and facilities within our cities that we are able to utilize and bring in a lot of different types of events, not just your normal softball, baseball, you know, basketball, but we also try to go for the other events, like I said, the lacrosses of the world, the ultimate frisbees of the world. So we're trying to be well-rounded in our sporting adventures.
And the other thing, too, to remind listeners about, it's not just the players and coaches who come in from out of town. They have all sorts of family members and others who follow these teams.
Oh yeah, you have the little sisters, the parents, the grandparents. So it's really the fans that really drive this whole market and kind of drive the Celtics sales and the hotel sales, because little Billy, he's not just bringing himself. You know, parents are coming, his sisters are coming, grandparents, like I said, are coming. So it's a whole family affair, and a lot of times the families use this as a way to vacation, because, you know, times are getting a little tough with the economy, so they use these as a vacation / sporting event type thing.
And that's another bonus for Bryan College Station in the respect they're not involved in their games 24/7, so you're looking to have events in towns that can offer more than just the event facilities.
We like to package our events with our local facilities, like, you know, the Grand Stations of the world or the George Bush Libraries, for the adults, you know, the Messina Hoffs and downtown Bryan. So we like to showcase the entire city. We try to tell them we're more than just a soccer field or a baseball field. We're an entire community, and we like to enhance the quality of life for all the community, not just, you know, maybe the fields or the hotels. We want to show them everything, showcase the community as a whole.
Visiting Dominique Powell, the BCS Convention and Visitors Bureau, specifically, there's a girls' basketball tournament that's on the calendar, and that's a nice event to have here in the holidays.
Oh, it is. It's actually going to be December 27th through the 29th. We picked that time frame because, you know, it's a slower time here in the community, and we feel like we can affect the community a little bit better in a slow time where there may not be as many visitors, as many outsiders in town. So we want to bring some people into that slow time. So we will be having this high school girls basketball tournament. We're actually having two tournaments at one time. Our 4A, 5A tournament will be held at College Station High School, A&M Consolidated High School and Bryan High. And then our 3A and below, which is our smaller schools, they'll be held at the College Station High School and Rudder High School. So we'll have all in all about 56 teams in town that week.
What's the geography of where these teams are coming from?
They're coming from all over Texas. We have actually a team from Mississippi. We generated some interest from a select team from Australia. This is one of the premier tournaments that we can put on at this time, and, you know, one of the best in Texas, but they're definitely coming from all over Texas. I know we have a team from El Paso in it this year, so people are making a long drive to come down here and play in Bryan College Station.
Well, and that's just the perfect example of what we had been visiting about the past few minutes, about having a lot of different offerings, but of course it still boils down to having the event sites to be able to pull these things off and having the resources to make these things happen.
Exactly. We have great community partners to make these things happen. Actually, the Hilton Hotel and the Best Western High Place Hotels, they're our hotel partners that help house the teams and do all that good stuff. And McDonald's is our title sponsor, so they help kind of with the funding for the tournament so that we're able to put these tournaments on. And, our local high schools, they've generously, you know, let us use their gym space, and they will have teams in it. So we're having a lot of local products being showcased as well.
And then what's on the docket for the first quarter of next year?
First quarter of next year, we have a American Junior Golf Association golf tournament. That's where we bring some of the best young talent into the college, Bryan College Station area from around the world. I think we have had players from China, from South Africa. We bring them from all over the world into Bryan College Station so they can play and hopefully get picked up by a college or go pro or do something like that. But we'd like to showcase the Traditions Club for that event. So that's exciting, and bringing in a different flavor into this community.
Anything else to update listeners about the Sports Hills activity?
Right now, we're just excited to be riding the Johnny Football wave of the world. College Station's kind of been put on the map through A&M this year and their football team. So that kind of helps us, whereas some of these events that may not have known where Bryan College Station was on the map, they're starting to hear our names and starting to get out there, and we're starting to get new opportunities that we may not have had in the past to bring some premier events in, and we're just excited what 2013 is going to bring for us.
Certainly an opportunity to capitalize on the great things we have in the area.
Yes, sir.
Dominic Powell's the sports sales manager for the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau, and we hope you have a great holiday.
Thank you, and have a happy holiday as well.
This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.